I'm Pierre Lumumba here at the Aberdares Country Club and Sanctuary in Nyeri County in Kenya, in the continent of Africa. And as we continue to look at the continent, the question of trade, which is the lifeblood of human activity, must be given its pride of place. And throughout the ages, one cannot talk about trade without talking about seaports. If you go into history, you will discover that it is trade through the seaports that has kept human activity at the level in which it has been throughout the ages. Even with the advent of railways, with the advent of air transport, transport by sea remains the mother transport. Civilizations transacted and interacted because of the seaports, and the continent of Africa somehow remains the epicenter. Even if you look at the maps which were done by the European cartographers and which makes Africa small, yet we know it is big. It is at the very center of the world, if you may. And throughout trade, whatever kind of trade, there were major ports in the continent of Africa. Of course, over the ages, ports have acquired different characters as different minerals became and gained prominence. But let us look at some of the great ports from history. In the eastern part of Africa, we remember Zanzibar. Zanzibar was and remains a port that was the epicenter of trade between Africa and the Arab world. Of course, the kind of trade that was being undertaken at that time was as dehumanizing as it was humiliating. It was slave trade. The port of Bagamoyo was also a port that acquired prominence in Tanzania during that particular time, as indeed the port of Dar es Salaam and the ports of Tanga and the ports of Mtwara, if we continue looking at that particular eastern part, sometimes referred to as the Eastern Indian Ocean. As you move down, you went into Mozambique and you find the Beira port, which is also very significant for purposes of trade in that area, as indeed the port of Durban, which has retained its significance throughout the ages, and of course in Malagasy, in what is now Madagascar, and in Mauritius, and in the Seychelles. These were very important ports and remain important ports. In the recent past, Djibouti has acquired prominence which is unrivaled, essentially because every other military in the world, it has been called the parking lot of the military bases. The Americans are there, the Chinese are there, the Japanese are there, the British are there. And that is not to say that we are forgetting the port of Kismayo. And Somalia has the longest coastline in the continent of Africa. Kismayo has gained importance, as indeed one of the deepest ports and the best ports is the port of Barbara. And how can we forget Mombasa in Kenya because of its deepness, and Lamu, which is acquiring prominence. All these ports tells you that Africa had almost every other port. You go to Massawa in Eritrea or Asaba in Eritrea is as important as the other ports. And as you move into the Red Sea, you begin to go into Egypt and get Port Said was an important port throughout the ages, and even the days of the Suez Canal retained its significance. And as you move down, Port Sudan is also an equally important port. And as you move down in Tunisia, you find a big port there. And you move down to Morocco, you find Casablanca and Agadir, which were very important ports, particularly for Mediterranean trade, as indeed you find in Libya. So that Africa is dotted by very significant ports for purposes of trade. And if you go to the southern or to the western part of Africa, it must be remembered that early trade, for example, when you talk about the trade that took place between Spain and Portugal. It was in Gambia, particularly as you see the River Gambia getting into the Atlantic Ocean. You find very significant ports, and in Dakar, in Senegal, you find critical ports, as indeed you find them in Sierra Leone. Freetown becomes a very important port in that area. And in Equatorial Guinea, we never talk about the port of Bata, which is in Equatorial Guinea. That is also a very important port there. And of course, Port Harcourt, named as it is, Port Harcourt, because it was a significant port in the Delta region in that part of the world. And as you go down, you go to Angola with the discovery of oil by ExxonMobil. Angola, Luanda became very important as an important port, as indeed, as you go to Namibia, you find the places such as Swakopmund, which are right on the Atlantic, and Cape Coast. Cape Coast really remain, in fact, if you use the local languages, the Cape of Good Hope. When Vasco da Gama got into the Cape of Good Hope, that is when things began to shine on his way to India. So when we talk about the ports of Africa, they are very critical. And one cannot talk about the ports of Africa without talking about the trade and how they were established. When the colonists came, most of the railway lines were designed to get you to these ports. And that is how they grew in prominence. And even today, when we talk about the major corridors, I want to talk about some of the major developments. If you look at the Lobito Corridor, which we are now talking about, which is meant to link Lusaka, or rather to link Zambia, which is landlocked, and to link the Democratic Republic of Congo down to Angola, it is because these ports are natural ports. And when you look at Durban, when you on the eastern side in South Africa, gold mining became very significant, as was diamond. Beira is so important both for Malawi and Zambia. And many forget in the 1970s, one of the major infrastructural developments in Africa was initiated by the then presidents of Tanzania, Kambarage Nyerere and Kenneth David Kaunda, when they did the railway that is called TAZARA, the Tanzania-Zambia Railway, which takes you from New Kapirimposhi in Zambia through to Dar es Salaam. And these really did give prominence to the port of Dar es Salaam. And outside of that, we also know that right now there are great efforts. People are talking about building a railway line right from Nigeria up to Algiers and Morocco. And all this because of trade. And when we talk about the significance of these ports, it is important to now begin to look at them in the contemporary economic arena. Because ports are becoming so important because sea trade has become particularly significant in terms of coasting. And right now, the Suez Canal, which as you know had its great significance in those early days, is in trouble because of the war in the Middle East. We have seen the cost of insurance skyrocketing. We have seen the cost of goods skyrocketing because of the activities of organizations such as the Houthis in Yemen and in the Gulf, in that particular area, in the Persian Gulf, and of course in the Red Sea region. So African ports are beginning to acquire greater significance because you are saying, the Europeans are now saying it may be a little longer, but you are safer going through Dakar, you are safer going through Sierra Leone, you are safer going through Nigeria, through Ghana, through to Bata, through to Cape Town, through to Durban, through to Beira, through to Mombasa, and then you go inland. That is how these ports are acquiring great significance. And there have been recent development also that have given certain ports, which we never knew about. The discovery of natural gas has suddenly given the port of Mtwara in Tanzania significance that it never had. And we now know that Mtwara and Bagamoyo are under development. We also know that the port of Lamu in Mombasa is becoming very significant, and is becoming significant because when you are talking about the linkage between Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, South Sudan, and Southern Ethiopia, Lamu is becoming very important, as indeed the port of Barbara in Somaliland. And those of you who know what is happening now, there is a big road that is coming all the way from Addis Ababa in Ethiopia to the port of Barbara. Ethiopia is also trying without success to ensure that it has access, without success so far, the ports of Massawa and Asaba in Eritrea. The net effect of all these, and this is to me, when we talk about ports, we also must talk about if Africa wants to move her goods, if Africa wants to talk about Africa continental free trade area, if Africa wants to ensure that we trade with the rest of the world, we trade with China, we trade with Australia, we trade with the United States of America, we trade with countries such as China, we trade, we have gas from Russia, we have Central Asia people trading with us, it is sea trade that is going to ensure that this is done. And that is why I think that many countries in Africa are now getting into arrangements with some of these traditional friends. And when I talk about traditional friends for most African countries, they were the non-colonizers. And China, whatever you say about them, Russia, whatever you say about them, Turkey, whatever you say about them, are becoming increasingly important in the development of these ports, as indeed are the Emiratis, are becoming very important because trade somehow always rides on water. It is the water that carries most trade. And the more we develop our ports, the safer we are and the richer we will become. And Africa should focus on that particular space if we are to achieve what we deserve to achieve. And it's not lost on me that my own focus in study actually is the law of the sea. And I speak to it with great passion because I'm a good student of it. Thank you very much.